Sota, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dal. Eishes Kohen Shosa Umateres Labala. The wife of a Kohen can drink, and she's mutter to her husband. Why? What's the chiddush with this? So the chiddush is that even if she drinks, and the water doesn't do anything to her, that even so, she can still return to her husband. Because one of the differences we know between an Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael is that if somebody was ma'anis, an Eishes Kohen, she's usher to go and live with her husband. Somebody rapes her. Masha Ein Kain, the wife of Yisrael, can. So here the chshash is, although the Mayim didn't do anything, nevertheless, since there's a raglayim ledavar, he warned her, and she still was miyachid with him, I may think that although the water showed that she's tahar from znus and the navera, but maybe he was ma'anis her, and she didn't say anything. So that's why the Mishnah tells us she's also mutaris labala. We don't assume such a thing. Eish Saris shosa. The woman of a saris, that's a man that's not able to have regular beer with his wife because of a pkam in his aver. And the Mefarshim point out he was born this way. And that's called a sris chama, or he became sick. In other words, it's bidei shemaim. We're not dealing with a case where somebody actually made him into saris, like physically a makar or something like that, because there that would be an iser taira to stay with her if he's not mekayim prayer of yerivya. But even an eish saris is shoyis, the Mishnah says. Because the Rav explains that I might think, because the Torah says, Mibala de Isheich, besides for her husband, in the Lashon of Ishus, we would think that it's only when her husband has the ability to have a complete Bia. Complete Bia, even though Bia, just to be considered Bia, does not need a full Bia. But we would think that this Isheich is a complete Bia, and a complete Bia is when he's Mazriya with his Bia. And since this person doesn't have seed come from him, because he's a saris, I may think that since the bia is not complete, that's not what the Torah is talking about, and she would not be in the parsha. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that she too drinks. And there's no isser for her to marry him, because a woman is not mitzvah in Pirav Yerevia. Mishnah continues, Adei chol arayis mekanin chutz min akotin, umi she'eno ish. On all arayis, a person can be mekana to his wife, meaning he could say he doesn't want her to be together with her father or her brother. I might think that only on a stira that would asa her to her husband, that's what can create a sota, but not a woman that's already asa to this person, like it's her brother or father or whatever. So the Mishnah tells us that's not true, that a person can do kinu in stira to his own relatives, and she would become a full-fledged sota if he accuses her. Except for a katan. That's because the Torah says, v'shachav ishosa. So the Rav says that because it says ish, the drasha is ish, it has to be dafka somebody that's 13 years old and has shtei sairus, because it's ish. The Rambam, though, learns that that's not the reason. It's because anybody that's a katan, that's not considered a bia. So there's nothing to be concerned with because he can't even have bia with her. But that would mean, according to the Rambam, that we're dafka dealing with a case where the child is less than 9 years old. And that's actually machlokes, the Rambam and the Rav. Of up until what age can a person make his wife into a sota? And also a person that's not, this means a human being, meaning an animal. If a person is a mekana's wife, not to be alone with any animal, and then she's alone with that animal, that doesn't make her into a sota. And Tais Yantav brings, the reason is because there's no such thing as znus. It's not called znus by a behema. It's a maisa that, if a woman does this, she gets skila, but that's not called a maisa znus. Therefore, it's not bichlal, the whole parsha of sota.